Okay, we're on Yud Amud Aleph, top. Ed Yotofer Kedam, inexperienced person can sew regularly. Hechidomi Hedyud. What's a Hedyud concerning sewing? Amrei Dever Reb Yane Kol Sheinu Yochel Lahotzi Molei Machet V'Vasachas. The Rashi learns Molei Machet V'Vasachas is that you bunch the material together, put the thread through, and then pull the bag edge so all the threads are made at one time. If you can't do that properly, then you're not an omen. Rashi Tofer B'Darko B'Chol Shomoyed. Hechidomi Hedyud. Sheinu Umen Shetofer K'Darko. Right, that you're not an omen, and therefore you're allowed to sew regularly without a shinui. Molei machet v'vasacha she'enu yochel lilkot nimei hatvira shel cholu kedei litvor. He doesn't know how to fold the beged in such a way that he can make one stitch that becomes all the stitches, like an accordion. Yishu tofer tochev tchivos harbe k'molei orech hamachat v'yachar kach moshcha min habeged. You put the needle in many, many times right next to each other, right? And in the end, you pull the beged out and it comes... It becomes sewn through the whole length of the beged, the width of the beged, whatever. Tfiros harbi meshichas achas. By one pulling, you have then all these separate stitches. Lasus kein umenu. Somebody can do that is an umen. Sheinu Rashi. The next Gemara says, Rabbi Yosi b'Rav Chanina Omer Kol Sheinu Yochel Lechavin Imra b'Chapas Chaluko. Rashi Sheni Yochol Lechavim Imra B'Chapas Chaluko Sheni Yodea Litchov Oso Beged Av She'osim Menu Imra B'Chapas Chaluko. This is the seam, the hem of the beged. You put a thicker piece of material at the bottom to make the hem. Elishim Makom Echad Mekatzer Makom Echad Marchiv. He doesn't know how to put up the hem on straight. Person can sew a hem on straight, he's an omen. And some hold that there's no machlokas over here. They're just giving two examples of what would make a person a woman. Mashmur and halacha that there is a machlokas, and we're machmer like both, that either if you can do either one, you're an woman, and you can't sew without a shinui. The ha'uman machliv, my machliv, Rabbi Yochanan Omer matsia. But an woman can't sew regularly. He has to, what's it called? He has to sew with a shinui. What's a shinui? So Rabbi Yochanan says matsia, right? He makes what's it called, the large stitches. Rashi matsia, achayit machliv, ha'umen achayit machliv. A professional tailor has to be machliv on Chol HaMoed. Matsia she'eno tofer biyosher ela mefazer hatviros. He doesn't sew in a straight line, but he staggers the stitches. That's why it's called machliv. Because where you put the needle in to make the stitches is like the teeth marks of a dog. And they're far away from each other, like the teeth of a leaf marks that are far away, because the marks are made by the two front teeth, which are far away from each other. That's one shot in machliv. Rabbi Yosi Rechanino Omer Kol. Rabba Bar Shmuel Omar Shinei Kalbison. That Rashi Sheino Tofer Kedarko Tochet Zil Besomuzu Ela Shetochet Amachet Pamachas Lamalo Pamachas Lamata. Not that he staggers them in a straight line, but far away from each other. But he puts one above, one below. He doesn't make them in a straight line. Lahachi Korele Kalbison Lahachi Kaimi Shinei Akelav Shein Echot Gavoa Michavero. Same thing by the dog's teeth. Not only are they far away from each other, they're also one up and one down. Misargin is hamitos. My misargin. What does that mean? Misargin is hamitos. My memaschin. Right. And the machlok is whether you could be misarig or not. And memaschin. Everybody else you could. Kiyosar of Dimi Omar plige bar abchia bar abba rabasi. Machlok is what misargin is. The tarvayu mishmei dechizki of Rabbi Yochanan. And both of them are quoting Chizki and Rabbi Yochanan. Chad Omar either abchia bar abba rabasi said misargin siva arev. Right, misargin means that you can put the supports of the bed, the straps that the mattress goes on, shesiva arev, both lengthwise and crosswise. Umemaschin shtibel arev, and memaschin means you can only put them one way and not the other way with a shinui. Can't make it a complete bed both ways, but you can make the supports either lengthwise or crosswise. The Chadom and the other one said, Misargin Shibalori. No one holds that you're allowed to put it lengthwise and crosswise. That for sure is Asar HaChol HaMoed. It's not necessary, and it's extra tircha. What you're allowed to do is, what's it called, the machlokas is where you do it only one way. The maschim, where everybody holds okay, shim hayarafui memaschal, that you can tighten it if it's there, but you can't put straps in. Where it says, so it comes out, according to one of them, the machlokas is tightening for everybody holds it okay. And putting in shi v'arev, raise a machlokas, whether there's somebody holds like that or not, and whether everybody holds that Shesiva without Arev is also Machlokas. Versus Eini. V'altani Rav Tachlifa Barshol, v'shoven she'en mafshilim chavolim l'chatchila. Everybody holds that you can't make ropes. In other words, twine ropes on Chol HaMoed. Versus Bishlam Adaman Diomer Sargin Shiva Arev. V'maskin Shiva lo Arev. The one who holds that the Machlokas is where you have it one way. And the machlokas is where you have it two ways, and everybody holds you can make it one way. So the case where he held everybody holds it's aser is the case of making ropes. Couldn't find another case where everybody would hold that it's aser. Right, but according to the Man Yomer who says that the machlokas is one way. And everybody holds it, you could tighten it. But two ways, everybody holds is usher. Why do you have to go to the fact that everybody holds that making ropes is usher? Let him say everybody holds, even making the supports for the bed two ways is usher. Why do you have to tell me that you can't make ropes? That's much worse than making the supports for the bed both ways, and that everybody's mode is no good, according to that man the Omer. Kasha, in a chalam, it's a kasha. Right? And why, according to that man Yomer, why Rav Tachlifa Barshol had to go and find the case that everybody would agree is osur of making rope when he could have found an easier case making the supports of the bed both ways. Rashi, let's see Rashi till here. Misargin Shiva Arev, Shorgin Mita Shal Chavol and Mishiva Arev. You make the support of the bed crosswise and lengthwise. Shiva lo arev, shemoseach hasi ve'inu orig bo ha'arev. You put on the lengthwise, but not the crosswise, or vice versa, whichever one. Shim hoya rofui, zeshenera yomim rabim. If it already was, the supports were there, woven on the bed. V'hayu ha'chavolim refuyim, but they got loose. Utluyim lamata, and they're sad. She'ena misuchim, they're not tight. Mimaskon, you're allowed to tighten them, to make them taut. Vishovin Rameer Rab Yossi, Shein Mafshilin Chavolim Chatchila, Shein Golim Chavolim Chatchila, you can't make ropes. So the mice, if everybody would agree, according to that man, the Omer who says, everybody agrees you can't make the support lengthwise and crosswise, tell me that case that everybody agrees. Don't go to a far-fetched case of making ropes, which if I know that you can't make the support of the bed lengthwise and crosswise, surely you can't make a rope. Omer le Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok le Rabbi Chiya bar Oven. Mi ikal a man di Omer misargin shiva lo arev. Could there be a man di Omer who holds, like one of these said, that misargin means shiva lo arev, and that's what the machlokas is. One way, that's the machlokas. Two ways, everybody holds his osir. Is there somebody who holds misargin means one way only? V'asnan Reb Meir Omer hanita mishi yisro b'shlo shabbatim. That nita is makabel tuma when you're soreg three batim, and that's both ways, length and width. So the chora sirug doesn't mean one way; it means two ways. Elaki also ravin omer misargin kliyamalo plige the shiva orig. Everybody holds that the machlokas and the sargin is talking about two ways, and that's where one of them holds okay and one holds not okay. Elaki plige mamaschin. Machlokas is by mamaschin. What it is. Mar sovra mamaschin shiva lo arev. One holds that mamaschin means one way. And that everybody agrees is okay. Mar sovra shimor yorot mamaschin. And the other one holds, no, that mamaschin means that you can tighten it, but you can't even do it one way. That's where everybody agrees. Meishvei. So Mar says, how can you say that? Misarginus Hamita, Vein Tzorich Lomar Shemamaste, Divra Meir. You're allowed to be Misarig the Mita, and surely you're allowed to be Mamaseyach, that's for Meir. Rabbi Yossi Omer Mamaschin, Avalo Misargin. And Rabbi Yossi held you can make it Mamaschin, whatever that is, but you can't make Misargin. Yesh Omerim, Ein Mamaschin Kolikar. And some hold you can't even make Misuach. So Bishma Maliamrim Maschin, Shibalo Ore. According to the Mandi Omer, who says Mamaschin means one way, Hainu Da'asu, Yesh Omerim with Luge. Therefore, the Yesh Omerim say you can't even make one way. Elamanti Omer Shim Haya Rofi Mamascho Li Yesh Omerim Mamascho Nomilo. Right? What's it called? That according to the whole that Mamaschin means just to tighten it, could there be a Mandi Omer holds you can't even tighten a bit? What should be the issue? Mursa Zin. Even the Epsilon Mamalye Bamani Lo Tachina. Since instead of tightening it, you could put some kalim underneath it to support the mattress. Right, so then you can't even tighten it because it's tirchus shalom v'tzorah.